time now for the 1215 News, brought to you by Boyd Furniture and Mattress Center in downtown Wayne City. The Memorial Day sale is going on now at Boyd Furniture, and you can save up to $600 on select Serta iComfort mattress sets. Today's Fairfield area weather forecast calls for mostly sunny skies with a high of 72. Tonight, cloudy with a low of 50. I'm Jeff Vaughn reporting the news. Officers with the Fairfield Rural Fire Protection District have released more information regarding the cause of Saturday's fire at Vaughn Tire on South 1st Street just outside of Fairfield. Firemen say an individual was working on a motorcycle inside the warehouse building in its northwest corner. After several attempts to get the bike running, it was started and then left unattended for a short time. Employees at Casey's reportedly spotted the motorcycle in flames a short time later and called for firemen. The district says business owners at Vaughn Tire attempted to use fire extinguishers to control the situation, but the wind was too heavy and had already blown the fire into the building. Fairfield Rural responded shortly thereafter, and they were joined by Fairfield City firemen and a host of other emergency responders. No injuries were reported, and the building was considered a total loss. More news next.
Fairfield Memorial Hospital's Horizon Healthcare Grayville Clinic is now open. The Grayville Clinic will be offering the same level of excellence that other Horizon Healthcare clinics strive to provide. Services provided include acute, chronic, and preventative office visits, minor foot care procedures, minor laceration suturing, routine women's health exams, DOT testing, outpatient lab work, and more. The clinic is located at 319 West Commerce Street in Grayville. Open Monday through Friday, 9 to 5. Call 842-4617 to schedule an appointment. Walk-ins welcome. Horizon Healthcare, caring through a lifetime.
At United Mutual Insurance Company, you can get the coverage you know you need now from people you know will be there for you when you need them most. United Mutual Insurance Company grows trust locally and provides local service at its best. Whatever the far-off future holds, United Mutual and Grinnell Mutual will always be nearby. Trust in tomorrow. Contact United Mutual Insurance Company, your local Grinnell Mutual Insurance provider, at 445-2306 today. Trust in tomorrow is a registered trademark of Grinnell Mutual Reinsurance Company.
In other news, the Fairfield Public School District 112 Board of Education will meet tonight at 6 in the Center Street School Boardroom. Board members will have a relatively light agenda, with 5 action items on hand. After reports from the district superintendent and principals, the board is expected to vote on the district's 2019-2020 student handbook and the district's agreement with Sodexo. Board members will also discuss consolidated title grants and voluntary student accident insurance. In personnel business, the board will enter into closed session to discuss the appointment, employment, resignation, or retirement of an employee. They will then act on the resignation of a paraprofessional upon their return to open session. 52-year-old Grayville resident Timothy D. Herring was sentenced to prison Friday in Edwards County Circuit Court. Herring pleaded guilty to a count of unlawful possession of a stolen or converted vehicle. Judge Michael Valentine sentenced Herring to 3.5 years in the Illinois Department of Corrections, followed by 2 years of mandatory supervision upon his release. Herring was credited with 133 days served in custody, and he was ordered to pay a total of $2,000 in fines, court costs, and restitution. 2 other counts against him were dismissed per his plea. Edwards County State's Attorney Eric St. Ledger prosecuted the case on behalf of the people of the state of Illinois, and public defender Kelly Storkman represented Herring. The case was investigated by the Grayville Police Department. 31-year-old Keens resident Jesse R. Sexton was arrested late Saturday night by Wayne County deputies on a charge of theft over $500. Sexton was transported to the Wayne County Jail and held, pending an appearance before a judge to set bond. 31-year-old Decatur resident John D. Atterbury was booked in the Wayne County Jail last night. He was wanted on Wayne County warrants for failure to appear in court on charges of possession of anhydrous ammonia with intent to manufacture methamphetamine, battery, and theft. Atterbury was held in the jail, pending the posting of $845 bond. 59-year-old Fairfield resident John R. Shelton was arrested yesterday afternoon by Fairfield police on a charge of driving with a suspended or revoked license. Shelton was released after posting $170 bond. Preliminary numbers show the University of Illinois system expects to award more than 22,000 degrees this year. System President Tim Killeen told the school's Board of Trustees last week that this year's total will mark the eighth straight year with more than 20,000 undergraduate, graduate, and professional degrees awarded. Final totals will be available this summer. Killeen says continued enrollment growth could push the number of degrees to more than 25,000 by the year 2026. Killeen said Illinois' alumni network now numbers nearly 750,000, with 400,000 of those living in Illinois. Enrollment at the university's three campuses in Urbana-Champaign, Chicago, and Springfield was nearly 86,000 students last fall. The Board of Trustees in 2016 set a goal of increasing enrollment to more than 93,600 by the year 2021. Fairfield Community High School held its graduation services yesterday afternoon, celebrating the 97 students earning a diploma in the class of 2019. 56 of those students were graduated with honors, meaning they maintained a grade point average of 3.5 or above for all 8 of their semesters at FCHS. Bria Moreland was the class valedictorian, and Katie McCleary received salutatorian. Moreland was also the recipient of an American Legion Award, as was John Jones. Lane Harvey and Rachel Jennings were the runners-up for the American Legion Awards. The school also recognized 5 students for their plans to join the military after graduation. Those students are Ashley Crawford, Derek Estes, Tanner Garrison, Logan Trent, and Dane Young. Area residents and motorists may have noticed that work has begun on a mural in downtown Fairfield on the east side of the Amber Maries building at Freedom Park. The mural was planned by Dana Wilson last year, and painting officially started last week as David and Cheryl Harrell have been working on site. The project was made possible by Fairfield National Bank as they have footed the bill. Wilson said the mural will provide a nice focal point for downtown when it's finished.
This was something that I started working on about a year ago. And, you know, that the side of that building was kind of starting to rust, and it just didn't look really good. And that's such a nice focal point for downtown. So I said, okay, how can we get a mural painted on there? So I contacted FNB, and they said, were very generous to say that they would foot the bill of getting this prepped and prepared. So with them doing that, I got an okay from the Amber Marie, the owner of that, Kristen Clark, and then David Harrell said that he would like to put this mural together, and it just kind of all flowed together once we started getting it together.
Wilson further stated that rainy weather and getting the building prepped for the painting delayed the start for the Harrells. The mural is expected to be unveiled at the Fairfield Founders Festival on Saturday, June 29th. The FCHS Board of Education will meet tonight at 6 in the school study hall. The board has a relatively light agenda for the night, as it's expected to hear a presentation of the amendment proposal of the 2018-2019 district budget. It's also expected to approve a cross-country cooperative with Wayne City for 2019-2020 and 2020-2021. After hearing a motion to approve a second payment of evidence-based funding in May to the Operations and Maintenance Fund, the board will hold executive session for a number of personnel decisions, with possible action afterward, and then adjourn for the night. The Edwards County Board of Education will also meet tonight at 7 in the West Salem Grade School Junior High Science Room. In old business, the board is expected to approve the district's one-to-one technology program policy, and it will also hold discussions on lighting upgrades and an attendance center request. In new business, board members are expected to set a public hearing at 6:30 p.m. on June 17th to consider non-student tuition waiver with the Illinois State Board of Education. A budget hearing is also expected to be set that night at 6:45. The board is also slated to approve a resolution to sell surplus equipment, and it will discuss multiple summer maintenance projects. After administrative reports, the board is scheduled to consider several resignations and possible employment opportunities. They will enter into closed session and then adjourn for the night. The Run for the Wall motorcycle ride will stop in Mount Vernon tomorrow. More than 500 bikers are expected to refuel and ride down Broadway to the Outland Airport. The riders are expected to arrive off Interstate 57 at Exit 95 to refuel at Huck's on 34th and Broadway Streets between noon and 1 p.m. To avoid the influx of motorcycle traffic during that time, drivers are encouraged to seek alternate routes. From the gas station, the bikers will head to the airport where they will enjoy a donated meal. Mount Vernon is the only Illinois stop for the bikers, as they will begin travel to Hobstadt, Indiana on I-64 at approximately 3:15. This is the 31st year for the Run for the Wall motorcycle ride. It's a ride to promote healing among veterans, to call for an account of all prisoners of war and those missing in action, to honor service members killed in action, and to show support for military personnel worldwide. Some SNAP recipients may soon be able to use their benefits in restaurants. Kim Howard reports.
Lawmakers passed a bill setting up a program where the elderly, homeless, and disabled can use their benefits to get a good meal at a restaurant. It's supported by Senator Dan McConkie of Hawthorne Woods, who uses a wheelchair.
There's lots of times in which I'm unable to prepare my own food because the kitchen is not accessible. And so this is something I think is an important thing, especially for those people who are homeless or who, like me, have a disability and are unable to necessarily prepare food on their own or safely be able to do so, to be able to get food in another way.
Currently, SNAP benefits, which work like food stamps, can only be used at grocery stores and farmers markets. The bill still needs to be signed into law by the governor. At the state capitol, I'm Kim Howard.
Agriculture and transportation groups continue to bring attention to the nation's aging lock and dam infrastructure. Plenty needs to be done, says Paul Rode with the Waterways Council.
At least as far as industry priority goes, is getting into the Upper Miss and the Illinois rivers. We're working under an operational condition where the administration is the only entity determining the haves and have-nots of lock and dam funding until Congress decides to get back in the game and say which projects receive funding. We've got to our hands full with an administration that just doesn't want to spend any money.
Rhodes says the infrastructure was built during the Works Progress Administration in 1939, with 19th century traffic in mind. Governor J.B. Pritzker is considering a measure that state legislature has approved that would ban privatized immigration detention centers in Illinois. Reports indicate the Senate passed the measure last week, and the Illinois House passed it in April. The legislation is in response to a vote by community leaders that approved a plan for a privately run immigration detention center in the village of Dwight, about 70 miles southwest of Chicago. Pritzker representatives didn't say if he planned to sign or veto the bill. The governor's office says he believes Illinois, quote, should be a welcoming state for immigrants, and that he would review the legislation. If the bill becomes law, it would prohibit the state or any local government from entering into an agreement with a private company over the detention of individuals. That's the news. Area deaths next.
At Hamilton Memorial Family Clinics, your family's care team is close to home, but it's not just about convenience. It's about quality care. From routine care to acute needs, Hamilton Memorial Hospital Family Clinics in Carmine, McLeansboro have you covered. Plus, same-day appointments are available and a Carmine walk-in clinic on Saturdays for those unexpected illnesses. With 7 providers and 9 specialty care clinics, maybe it's time to take another look at Hamilton Memorial Hospital Family Clinics.
Sarah. Summer is quickly approaching and ice cream is in the air. At Dairy Queen, stop in and try the new Blizzard of the Month. Brownie dough and choco chunks, cocoa fudge, and brownie dough mixed with Dairy Queen delicious ice cream. Your taste buds will thank you. May kicks off the mini blizzard flight. Want to try something new? During the month of May, try any three mini blizzards for just $6.49. You pick the flavors. Call DQ today for your Mother's Day and graduation cakes.
Currently in Fairfield, it is 70. It's time now to check the latest stock market numbers brought to you by Andrew Diesel, your Edward Jones Financial Advisor, located at 1001 Commerce Drive in Fairfield. The Dow is at 25,674, down 90. The NASDAQ is at 7,728, down 88. June crude oil is at $63.04, and that is up 28 cents. This is Derek Dunn reporting for WFIW News.
Local and area deaths brought to you by Nails Funeral Home in Fairfield and Albion. Nails Funeral Home, locally owned and operated, serving the area with professionalism and care in your family's time of need. 85-year-old Cisney resident Joan Barnes died on Sunday at Cisney Rehabilitation and Healthcare Center. She was a homemaker. Joan Barnes is survived by her husband, Leland, daughter Leanne Sanford of Cisney, one grandson, and three great-grandchildren. Funeral services for Joan Barnes will be held at 10:30 a.m. on Thursday at Hosselton Meredith Funeral Home in Cisney. Burial will be in Cisney Cemetery. Visitation will be held from 9:30 to service time at the funeral home. In lieu of flowers, memorials may be given to St. Jude's Children's Hospital, Cisney Rehab and Healthcare Activity Fund, or Residential Hospice, and it will be accepted at the funeral home. 89-year-old Springboro, Ohio resident LaVeda Gwynn, formerly of the Cisney area, died on December 24th. LaVeda Gwynn is survived by her sister, Bernita Sampson of Flora, daughters Shara Gwynn of Springboro, Ohio, Cheryl Luck of Houston, Texas, and Donna Johnston of Garner, North Carolina, five grandchildren and seven great-grandchildren. A celebration of life service for LaVeda Gwynn will take place on Thursday at 11 o'clock a.m. at the Brown Cemetery in Mount Airy. Those attending are asked to go directly to the cemetery. Memorial contributions may be made to the Greater Cincinnati Chapter of the Alzheimer's Association. Hosselton Meredith Funeral Home in Cisney is in charge of arrangements. 88-year-old Enfield resident Lowell Newt Weiss died Saturday morning at Fairfield Memorial Hospital. He was a lifelong farmer and served as Enfield Township Road Commissioner for 18 years. Lowell Weiss is survived by his sons, David, Bruce, and Scott Weiss, daughter Lisa Lum, nine grandchildren, and 14 great-grandchildren. Funeral services for Lowell Weiss will be held at noon on Tuesday, tomorrow, at the Enfield Christian Church. Burial will be in Enfield Cemetery. Visitation will be from 4 to 7 o'clock today at the church. Military rites will be conducted by the Carmi American Legion and VFW. Memorials are suggested to the Enfield Christian Church. The Stendebach Family Funeral Home in Enfield is in charge of arrangements. 41-year-old Bone Gap resident Austin Spear died on Thursday at Deaconess Midtown Hospital in Evansville, Indiana. Austin Spear is survived by his mother, Terry Garner of Bone Gap, father Neil Spear of Albion, two grandparents, and several aunts, uncles, and cousins. A visitation for Austin Spear will be held on Tuesday, tomorrow, from 1 to 3 p.m. at the Ingram Meredith Funeral Home in Albion. A celebration of life will be held at 3 at the funeral home. Burial will follow at the Bone Gap Cemetery. Ingram Meredith Funeral Home of Albion is in charge of arrangements. 92-year-old Albion resident Esther Anna Alfreda Payne died on Wednesday at Good Samaritan Hospital in Mount Vernon. She was a licensed cosmetologist. Esther Payne is survived by one son, Gary Renfro of Louisville, Kentucky, one sister-in-law, Norma Croner of Oakdale, and three grandchildren. Graveside services for Esther Payne will be held at 1 o'clock p.m. on Wednesday at the Mount Vernon Memorial Gardens. Friends and family are asked to go directly to the cemetery. Nails Funeral Home of Albion is in charge of arrangements. 82-year-old Fairfield resident Lewis R. Savage died on Friday at Fairfield Memorial Hospital. He was a retired Teamster of Local 710. Lewis Savage is survived by three daughters, Deborah Leppy of Palace Hills, Diana Masella of Western Springs, and Janice Mills of Decatur, Alabama, son Michael Merritt of Nolanville, Texas, brother Pender Savage of Fairfield, sister Valida White of Port Orange, Florida, 13 grandchildren, and 7 great-grandchildren. Funeral services for Lewis Savage will be held at 10 o'clock a.m. on Tuesday, tomorrow, at Nails Funeral Home in Fairfield. Interment will follow at Maple Hill Cemetery. Visitation will be this evening from 5 to 7 o'clock with a Masonic service at 7 by Fairfield Masonic Lodge 206. Memorials may be given to the Fairfield Masonic Lodge Supper Club or to Fairfield Memorial Hospital's Employee of the Month Club. Nails Funeral Home of Fairfield is in charge of arrangements. And a reminder, our obituaries are updated regularly at WFIWradio.com. I'm Jeff Vaughn reporting.
There is nothing better than helping a family find the home of their dreams. It is more than just a mortgage. It's about helping people. Hi, this is Sarah Moll, mortgage originator for People's National Bank. We pride ourselves on providing quality products and services to meet the banking needs for the people that work and live right here. Since 1909, our focus continues on you, our customers. People's National Bank, it's our people that make a difference. Since 1909, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
The team at CSI Insurance is happy to invest in the Wayne County school systems. They know how important schools are in developing young people to meet responsibilities and meet opportunities. Congratulations to the class of 2019, and a special congratulations to Cameron Crawford.
A town is more important than buildings, houses, and streets. A town's most important asset is its people, and especially its young people. Wabash General Hospital, with clinics in Mount Carmel, Albion, and Grayville, congratulate the class of 2019.
Your classic hits, WFIW 104.9, Fairfield area weather for today. Mostly sunny skies and a high today of 72. Cloudy skies tonight with a low of 50 and then partly sunny tomorrow. Tomorrow's high will be around 80. The outlook for Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday, partly cloudy on Wednesday, a high of 85 and low of 68. Scattered showers on Thursday, a high of 90 and low of 65. Partly sunny skies on Friday. Friday's high will be around 90 with a low of 68.